Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I'm always looking for good shows, series, movies to watch. And I happened upon, I'm sure somebody recommended it to me, and I finally did a deep dive and I really got into it. Angel Studios. It's, I believe it's angel.com is what the website is. I'll find out in a second, for sure. And they did a whole series called The Chosen, and it was about his life, Jesus's life on earth. And they did three seasons of it. I can't wait for the next season. And it was, to me, I could not stop watching it. And it was one of those binge series. And especially if you're a person of faith and you believe in Jesus, and by the way, regardless of what faith you're from, you get a lot if you want to know about the story of Jesus. They did something that I thought was impossible to do, and that is they were able to show the human side of the Son of Man on earth, obviously leading up to his resurrection. Now, we all remember The Passion of the Christ. I can't watch that movie to this day without crying, and they now came out with a new movie. It stars, interestingly enough, somebody I happen to like a lot. He played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, Jim Caviezel, and it's called The Sound of Freedom. And this is a little bit different. This is based on a true story of a freedom fighter that embarks on a dangerous mission to literally rescue dozens of children from human trafficking and sex trafficking and slavery. It is beyond emotionally riveting start to finish. It will be in theaters the weekend of July 4th. But I want to tell you about a unique program that they've instituted that you can get your tickets now and guarantee that you can see it and even pay for people that maybe can't afford to see it. That's coming up in a second, but here's the trailer.
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's going to pass the drug trade. of cocaine one time. The child, 5 to 10 times a day. God's children are not for sale. How long have you been doing this?
12 years now.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
We're Homeland Security. You know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
Which means she'll disappear for good. Imagine walking into her room right now, seeing an empty bed. What we do?
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
Joining us now is Tim Ballard. This story was about him and his life. He's the guy that actually was involved in rescuing children from human trafficking. And Jim Caviezel, who plays Tim in the movie, is with us. Great to have you both. Tim, before I get to your personal story, I want to go to Jim. At the end of this movie, you did a passionate description, and up on the screen at the end of the movie, how human trafficking is $150 a year business. These are the facts you put up in the last frame of the movie. You said the United States of America, our country, is one of the top destinations for human trafficking and among the largest consumers of child sex. And then you put up that there are more humans trapped in slavery today than at any other time in history, including when slavery was legal. And millions of these slaves are children. Yeah. Now, I mean, that took me aback. I've known over the years interviewing guys that have worked in various law enforcement that have told me how real this is and how dangerous this is and how widespread this is. But those statistics startled me.
Well, two things here. One, I want to tell you how incredible this film is, but you need not look far if you want to go to Ms. Rojas' testimony, April 26th, in front of the sworn, giving her sworn testimony when she whistleblowed that 850,000 children went missing. And the next day in the media, there was nothing in the news. Now, the public is well aware that a lot of this stuff comes out, and then the next day it's gone. And when you go into this film, when you watch this film, let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a woke movie, like the Maverick movie last year, Top Gun, great adventure. This also has a great adventure thrill ride when you watch what my hero, Tim Ballard, who I got to play, and thankfully he came to me and asked me to play this part. But I'm going to explain something. Like The Passion of the Christ, the movie you just mentioned earlier, people don't leave the theater. They're stunned, slack-jawed. The mouths are wide open, just looking at each other because they just went on this massive thrill ride. But something that hits you so hard to your core. And I think that it would be the right time now that the public would, on the 4th of July, they give these children their independence to go and sit and watch this tremendous film. It's one of the best films I've done since The Passion of the Christ.
Well, I can tell you, I agree with you. It's called The Sound of Freedom. It's going to be in theaters nationwide. It was shot on location in Colombia. And it's based on the very true story and the true bravery and the incredible heroism of this other guest we have, Tim Ballard. Well, first of all, you're a hero to me already, and I don't know you, but this will resonate with Americans. And I think Americans need to understand how widespread this is. You know, how real is the movie to what exactly you did?
Thanks, Sean. Honored to be on your show and appreciate the opportunity. So the film really is it's very accurate. Every kid is real. Every bad guy is real. And the story is based on a truth that is coming. There's a documentary that's coming out that's going to actually show you in some ways they underreported in the film what actually happened in terms of the number of rescues on that particular operation. So it was our first operation, and I'm just grateful that we have amazing partners in the media and in the Angel Studios to get this word out, because we think it can help rescue a lot more kids.
You know, the amazing thing is they're asking people, they want to get 2 million people in week one in the theaters, and they have a unique way to do it. Now, you can go to their website right now and buy it for the 4th of July weekend. It's release weekend, and that's at angel.com, or they have another website soundoffreedommovie.com. And if you're there and you want to buy tickets for you and your family, you might want to pay for one or two other people to go, because they want anybody that wants to see this film to have the ability to say it. They call paying it forward. So in this particular case, what amazed me is when you went in to rescue. Well, first of all, the human evil that exists in the world today, Tim, it's hard for good people, I think, to really wrap themselves around the fact that evil exists. And you have this one woman appealing to a father. Oh, let me bring your two kids. I think they can be stars. Let me bring them to the audition. It's going to take place tomorrow. The woman knows full well that she's going to kidnap those children, sell them into slavery, most often the case, sex slavery. And you were able to save both a brother and a sister in this instance. And my understanding is you saved other children as well. I mean, tell people a little bit about that story.
Yeah, so I had been sent down by the U.S. government. I was a special agent with the U.S. government this time with Homeland Security, and I was sent down to do a training, consult on this case, and I kind of overcommitted and went further than I was supposed to, and ultimately had to make a choice, either come home and not do the case or quit my job. And,
by the way, and quit your job 10 months before you were vested in your pension.
Yeah, I walked away. I didn't get anything. and I'll be honest, I was more cowardice than the film shows. I had six kids at the time, and as my wife says, you are not coming home. You are going to stay there. And she said, I will not let you jeopardize my salvation by not doing this. So really, you know, Mary Scavino plays my wife, and her role is actually a lot more powerful in real life and influencing this operation. And so, I mean, in her knowing that I may never come home, it was that kind of an operation. I lost my badge. I lost my top cover, the protection of the U.S. government. And we went in. And we infiltrated this organization, like you mentioned, run by a woman. I just testified in her trial, actually, just a few months ago. That's still ongoing. They're all going to be convicted, and she had her and her cohorts, and they were recruiting children. Just like you said, they were recruiting children by pretending that they were going to make them famous models, famous actors. This woman was famous. She was Miss Cartagena. In 2012, she shows up in music videos all through Colombia. So she was very convincing, and she was able to round up quite a few children. In the end, it was 54 in total on that particular operation. And we were able to get them all in the same place, all the traffickers in the same place. And, Jim can tell you, he depicted something that was really real. And I mean, I was on the set crying. I was crying as I watched them, that raid and rescue operation on the island, because it was so, so incredibly real. And it was like a mile from the actual location where it had happened. So,
and by the way, just so people know, this was right in the middle of Cartel Central. There was no help ever coming. Nope. You either got in and out on your own, or you weren't getting out. You'd be dead.
Sean, he's not even hardly telling you anything. They were doing operations while we were doing the shooting. They were doing operations. So I had a firsthand account of what that is like. In fact, at one point, Tim was training me to, taking me in and showing me, okay, when I'm asking questions, what are you looking for here? And because it's really important for the audience to understand this is action adventure, but you learn how it works. You get to see how they hunt. And in this particular case, Tim had me coming in there back and forth. I was going back to Salt Lake back and forth, and I was going to do a mission with them. Well, they ended up doing a mission, but it was while we were filming, and he says, you can't do it. It's too dangerous. We were shooting right in the cartel territory. I'm going from set, just walking from, I forgot something down at the set. My security came running after me, surrounded me, and said, do you have any idea where you're at? They would take your head off. Don't ever do that again, okay? But I'm sitting there thinking, remembering my lines and trying to change things and where I'm going to pull my gun out and everything. But this is all going on, and he's trying to arrest Miss Cartagena while this is all going on when we're down there. And I'll just tell you, Sean, we had 1,500 people in a theater in Vegas, and not one of them got up and left. And at one particular part, they were talking back and forth. Like, wah, 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 wah. So I asked them at the end of the movie, why were you doing that? Why were you talking like that? And they kept saying, Epstein Island, Epstein Island. Well, I want to say that Epstein Island isn't the only sex island for kids.
I mean, that's such a powerful point. I mean, when you look at these actual numbers and the fact that this was your real life, Tim, and I guess still remains your real life, every time you're involved in one of these operations, you know you may not be coming home.
That's right. Yeah, these operations are pretty dangerous. We infiltrate pretty deep. And, you know, maybe the thing I'm most proud of is the fact that when I see that movie, our teams, I have 140-plus employees now after that operation. We're all through the world. Our foundation is called Operation Underground Railroad, and I also run the Nazarene Fund, which was founded by Glenn Beck, which does similar work for persecuted Christians. But we're doing these operations that you see in that film every week, every month. So it's great to be part of a solution, but we got to wake everybody up. You know, the United States, as you mentioned earlier, Sean, we're in the top destination. We're number two or three. I spent 10 years of my career on the border, on the southern border. And you've been more vocal than anyone, and thank God you have been, because we are facilitating human trafficking, as you know. 85,000 unaccompanied minors under this current administration have disappeared into the belly of the United States. We are the number one demand in the world for child sex. So it doesn't take an economist to really conclude what's happening here and why it's happening. It makes me sick to my stomach to think that, you know, when we don't enforce those laws on the border, children get raped, and they get raped by the thousands in our own country. So thank you for being vocal on that, and Ted Cruz and those who have really come out with the truth here. But we are, our own country, we are complicit in one of the worst human trafficking schemes that the world's ever seen.
Well, I'm going to tell you what they're planning. This movie is going to be released. You have to see it. And you can buy tickets early. You can go to angel.com. They're looking for 2 million people the weekend of the 4th of July. This will have an impact that will last forever. I promise you. And angel.com/Hannity. And you can even buy tickets maybe for people that can't afford them. If you want to go but can't afford it, somebody will pay it for you. We'll take care of it. And if you want to see, just go to soundoffreedommovie.com as well. This will shock your conscience and soul, because you're witnessing real evil in real time, people without hearts, souls, or a conscience. And guys, all I can say is really well done. We're going to talk more about it before its debut. Jim Caviezel, we haven't talked in a long time. Good to hear your voice, my friend. Great job in this movie. Tim Ballard, what an incredible, inspiring life you've led. And just remember this name, Sound of Freedom. Weekend, 4th of July, soundoffreedommovie.com, or just go to angel.com, and you'll be able to get your tickets there as well. Guys, we'll have you back before the 4th and your launch. This movie blew me away. Absolutely blew me away, and the work at Angel Studios is phenomenal as well. Thank you both.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com, get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
It's like become my favorite song. Did it for the party, Big and Rich. If I'm playing Big and Rich, that usually means one thing, especially on a Friday. We want to have a little fun with our buddy John Rich. By the way, so we told you this story. We had a caller one day. Her name is Wendy. She's the owner of Outpost 611 Eatery and Tap House, the creator of the drink, the O'Shanity is what we call it. And anyway, she's having a special guest at a restaurant, our friend John Rich, and he's doing a whiskey signing, his Redneck Riviera whiskey. Which, by the way, you know, I'm not the biggest whiskey drinker, but you know what? I like this whiskey, and it's fun, and it's all about freedom and fun when it comes to John Rich. And anyway, welcome both of you to the program. Wendy, welcome back. John Rich, my brother, I love the new song, Do It For The Party. It's a lot of fun.
Appreciate it, Sean. Good to be on with you again, brother.
You're a good man. Wendy, and now how's the Oceanity doing down there?
We're just waiting for you to come down.
All right. Now, you're in Tampa, Florida, right?
Clearwater.
That's awesome. Okay. All right. So tell me how this all came about, Wendy, where you hooked up with John Rich and you're going to have a whiskey signing, which I think is an awesome idea. I've been to the Redneck Riviera bar in Vegas with John Rich, and him and Big Kenny were also playing. It was so much fun that night. Linda was being really weird dancing by herself, but otherwise it was okay.
That is a false representation of my behavior that evening. Some people, when they hear John Rich play amazing music, like to dance, like other people were on the dance floor. Unlike you were holding up a wall that was doing just fine on its own.
I was holding up the wall and holding up my drink and enjoying the music. And
maybe that was the problem. Maybe you can't hold your whiskey.
No, that's
like
not the
people.
That's not
right,
the
John?
It has nothing to do with holding up a wall. I was just relaxing and chilling and enjoying the show. You know, and then I look out on the dance floor, and there are couples, and then there's you dancing alone. But I digress. Anyway, how's the Oceanity doing, Wendy?
Linda, okay, so we have a rep that represents Redneck Riviera, and because John Rich was coming to town and needed a place to eat lunch, they asked us if we would accommodate him. And we sell his whiskey, and we love it, and we have different cocktails with it. And I think my husband is making some whiskey-infused dish for John tomorrow.
Really? Let's talk about that. What is he making for John?
I don't know. It's some surprise.
I thought you're married. You can't get that out of your husband?
I'm not good in the kitchen, Sean. So I leave it to my husband and my son.
Well, all I know, John Rich, is I know you're going to have a great time. People have to go out to this. What time is this all happening?
I think 3 o'clock. John?
This is tomorrow, June 3rd, Clearwater, Florida. What is the address of where this is going to take place?
It's 2454 McMullen Booth Road in Clearwater.
And by the way, the website is Outpost 611 Eatery, and you got to try an Oceanity. Mr. Rich,
yeah.
So you've got different blends of this whiskey, and it comes straight from your grandma, and it's a great story, and it's doing phenomenal. Please tell me you're not ready to sell this thing, because so many people, they build up a big company, and then they say, you know what, I'll take $5 billion and walk away.
No, I'm really enjoying it, Sean. It's one of those brands that, you know, I own the brand. I'm not an endorser of it. It's actually mine. And, you know, my platform is really simple. God, family, and country. If you like those three things, this brand will not disappoint you. In a world full of brands that continue to disappoint people, mine is one that will not. If you support those things, it's 100% made in the USA, 100% American glass corks. It is extremely smooth. It's affordable. It's in over 10,000 stores. RedneckRiviera.com has all the stores on the store locator. But I'm looking forward to coming to Tampa tomorrow because it's going to be a huge day. I'm going to see Wendy in between when we sit down and have a little something to eat and meet a few people. But I start the day off at 1 o'clock in Clearwater at the Walmart store, Highway 19, 1 to 2:30. I'll be signing bottles. Now, imagine that, Sean. John Rich in the Walmart store signing bottles of Redneck Riviera whiskey. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah. I'm surprised that Walmart's letting you do it. I didn't even know Walmart sold spirits. I know some of the big chains do. I didn't know Walmart did. That's great to know.
They do, yeah. So that's 1 o'clock in Clearwater, Highway 19. And then I go see Wendy, and we hang out for a while. And then I go to Oldsmar at 4:30 on Tampa Road, and I do another big signing at that Walmart right there on Oldsmar, 4:30. And listen, when I do these signings, I don't do them all the time. But one of my favorite things is how many veterans come through the line. I have active duty guys that come through the line, moms, dads, regular everyday American people that show up in droves, and I get to shake their hand, take pictures with them. You know, Sean, it just reminds you of the incredible, I call those people the elites. We always talk about the elites are doing this and the elites are doing that. No, the real American elites are the ones that put the key in the ignition every morning. They go to work and they take care of their family and they love their country and they try to build something better for the people that are going to be after them. That's the real American elites. Those are the ones that I made this whiskey for, Redneck Riviera.
They're the unsung heroes. They are the people that make this country great. They get up, they work hard, they pay by the play by the rules. They believe in God, faith, family, and fun. And this is part of it. And they pay their taxes, obey the laws, and they provide goods and services for other people. They raise their kids and go to church on Sunday. Those are the people that I identify with. All right. So what's an Oceanity? Just so John Rich can get up to speed. Wendy.
Okay. So if you remember back maybe a couple of phone calls, you told me that you drank a certain beer, a very light beer, and you put an ice cube in it. So I had a caricature drawn of you.
I saw this. Yeah.
You saw it?
I did.
But we're trying to get you on a little different beer. So maybe something like a Frew or something you could try, and then when you come in, we'll give you all kinds of different beers to try. But so people come in and ask for the Shanity with the ice cube in it, any beer.
Maybe I should come up with a line. Maybe John Rich, you can help me, and I should call it Oceanity Vodka. What do you think? Would that work?
you would sell a lot of it, but I have this vision in my head of Sean Hannity drinking a very light beer with an ice cube in it. And I have to imagine, Sean, tell me if this is true or not. When you sip that beer, your pinkies are up.
All right. Are you done making fun? I've had the pleasure of hanging with you till, you know, the sun comes up. So, you know that I can hang, at least, as well as the next guy. You're a tough guy to hang with. I will say that. No, the reason is, I'll tell you very bluntly why, is because, you know, at the time I was on a diet like I usually am, and I was trying to keep the weight off. I didn't want to drink a heavy beer.
Well, it's understandable. You look good, though. People don't know that you're like basically an MMA guy at this point. I wouldn't want to meet you in a dark alley, I can tell you that much. I think you look great. And you're...
No, you would lose, but I could never hit you no matter what. Didn't matter. If you came at me with all you got, I wouldn't hit you. I wouldn't. I love you too much.
I love you too, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So you got a busy weekend now. Looks for everyone to get information, because you're all over different parts of Florida tomorrow. How do they find out where and when you are and when you're going to be with Wendy?
So it'll be posted on my Twitter, which is at John Rich, or on True Social at John Rich. Again, it's tomorrow, 1 o'clock to 2:30 at the Walmart in Clearwater, Highway 19. I'm signing bottles of Redneck Riviera whiskey. Then I'll be with Wendy around 3:30 in that time frame, hanging out with them at her great restaurant. And then 4:30 at the Walmart in Oldsmar, Tampa Road, 4:30 to 6, I'll be signing bottles there. So everybody come out and see me, bring your friends and family, and let's get a picture and celebrate our freedom tomorrow.
You bringing your guitar with you? Just asking.
I don't need a guitar in a store like that. I may just break out into song just at the top of my lungs with no guitar, man. I can pull it with nothing.
Wow. There's a man confident what he does, Wendy. How's business working for you guys?
Business is very good, thank you. And it's always booming after I'm speaking with you. So I'm beaming ear to ear to be on the phone with both of you. It's such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Wow. We love you, Wendy. We wish you the best. Outpost 611 Eatery and Tap House. You don't want to miss it. John Rich, go to John's website, get all the details. He'll be in and around the Tampa Clearwater area all day tomorrow. Thank you both. Appreciate you both being with us.
Thank you.
All right, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Dennis is in New Jersey. What are you doing in New Jersey, Dennis?
Sean, how are you doing? Pleasure to speak to you.
Ah, the pleasure is all mine. What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this debt ceiling bill that House Speaker McCarthy is pushing through.
Yep.
I'm hearing a lot of different viewpoints from both sides of the aisle. It's good, it's bad, it's, you know, and it's hard to get a fix on it, but I do have a comparison that I can make to it, if you'd let me.
Okay, go ahead.
I was a New York City fireman, so a lot of times, you know, we would have to force doors.
Sure.
Open the door for the engine company, let them in there with the water, put the fire out. So the forcible entry team would take their tools, would work on the door, and we would try to get what we call the purchase, just a little tiny crack at the tool in the door as best as we could. And then we start slowly opening it up so the engine can push in there with a line. And to me, that's what I think Speaker McCarthy has done. He's got the crack of the door open with this bill.
Listen, that's the historical perspective, and I give a lot of, I cede a lot of credibility to Newt Gingrich, and that was his argument that, you know, what Kevin said is true, that this is the largest cut that's ever actually taken place in history. You know, my very, very measured argument back is this is also the biggest deficit and debt we've ever had.
Yeah, you're right. It is. And but we have to start somewhere. And I think, I hope that this is a good start. They're going to push the door open little by little. And eventually, hopefully, the Republicans will get in there with a line and put this fire out.
Well, we can all hope on that part. By the way, thanks for your years. I have a lot of friends that are firemen, that have been firemen in New York City. You know, I would try and rib you guys a little bit because, you know, you guys cook some of the best meals you could ever imagine. And correct me at any point if I'm wrong. If you're in a slow firehouse, you're not too busy, you get 24 hours on straight work time. And if nothing's happening, you get what's called rack time. All right. So these guys would be on the rack, meaning they get to sleep a little bit, but wake up quickly if something happens. And what? Then you get, 48 hours off or 72 hours off, and then you go back and work another day. And then, you know, and I used to give them a hard time. Now, I was just doing it because they're my friends. But then, you know, then you have to think of one thing. Remember one thing, and that's 9/11/01. And what were your fellow firefighters doing that day? While everyone was racing to get the hell out of those buildings, moving down those stairs as fast as their feet would take them, your fellow firefighters were going up in the other direction. And I'm pretty convinced a lot of them knew that this was it for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was there that day, and we were driving over the Verrazano Bridge. I was the chauffeur that day, and I was looking at the towers lit up like Roman candles, and I told my lieutenant, I said, a lot of guys are going to die today, Lou. And sure enough, that's what happened. But getting back to the eating part, my son, he works in the Brownsville Firehouse, one of the busiest companies in the world, and he's the cook there. He cooks some good meals, so those guys are happy with him.
Oh, man. What's his, like, specialties? What does he like to make a lot?
He likes to make shrimp dishes. He does a lot of Taco Tuesday, things like that, you know. But I've had these discussions with my brothers before. I mean, my father was a fireman. Two of my brothers were.
You've heard friends of yours rib you like I do, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? When you guys are needed, you're earning every penny and then some. I'm glad you're retired, though. Thank you for your service, my friend. God bless you, too.
Appreciate you for saying it. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, Dennis, thank you. Look, I've told you all about ways in these tough economic times to save money. One way is to make the switch away from big carriers like Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. And because if you're using those big carriers, you are overpaying. It's pure and simple. Now, the average family that makes the switch to Pure Talk is saving close to $1,000 a year for the exact same service, meaning they use the same exact cell towers as the big carriers, the same 5G network. You just save all that money. And right now they're offering unlimited talk, text, and ultra-fast 5G data for only $20 a month. Now, you're asking about the coverage. I just explained it. The same towers, the same 5G network. Grab your phone, dial #250, say the keyword, save now, and you'll get unlimited talk and text. Plenty of data, 5G data, $20 a month. They have an amazing customer service team. They'll make it simple, fast, and easy. And it's a veteran-owned company. They care about jobs staying right here in America. #250, keywords, save now from our friends at Pure Talk for the exact same service.
Firing torpedoes of truth at a wall of lies. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I told you the story about this woman in Atlanta who was a victim of home title theft. Listen, they actually tore her home that she owned down. And yes, you're hearing me right. She arrives at her house. There's a bulldozer right in the front yard tearing her home down. And the company tearing it down had bought that home from a criminal that stole her title online and sold it without her knowledge. This really happened. You can even Google it. And now we've been telling you about HomeTitleLock.com. They showed us how simple and easy it is to steal somebody's home title. Criminals all around the world are targeting U.S. homeowners. Their titles are online, and they just go in and say they bought it, and then they're taking out loans or selling your home, like in this case of this woman in Atlanta.
They'll also tell you at HomeTitleLock.com, they'll give you the total title protection. And that means it's more than just monitoring. If you're a victim of fraud, they work to make sure your title is restored to your good name. Look, you need to protect that home, your biggest investment. Go to HomeTitleLock.com right now. Use the promo code Sean. My friends at Home Title Lock will give you the first 30 days of protection for free. They will give you a free title scan to make sure your home is still in your name. They'll verify that for you. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Do it today. Protect your biggest investment. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. We stayed long with President Trump last night in Iowa. Tonight will only be questions from the audience, and there's some really good ones. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Fox News, Biden's big fall, and then, of course, bumping his head. How many more times do we have to watch this unfold? It's such an embarrassment. We'll check in with Dr. Ronnie Jackson and Pete Hegseth tonight. The GOP field expected to expand next week with Chris Christie and Mike Pence getting into the race. We'll analyze it with Will Cain and Joe Concha. Also, Tommy Lahren and Clay Travis will talk about, you know, fashion magazine cover now featuring a pregnant transgender man, sparking a lot of outrage. And, you know, when is this? Where does this end? At what point does it end? Does it ever end? Anyway, 9 Eastern tonight. We'll see you then. Please set your DVR. Back here on Monday. Have a great weekend, and thank you for making this show possible. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.